This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. The Oscar Awards, the Academy Awards, are 5 days away. And with me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Wayne Bell. He's the man behind Culture Club, found at FayettevilleFlyer.com. The award season is about to end, but it's ending with the biggest award show of all, right?
Presumably. I hope it goes really well. They've got some new blood in there this year with Anne Hathaway and James Franco hosting, and ABC, I'm sure, is looking forward to having good returns on it this year, and the Academy has upped the Best Picture nominees to 10 this year, once again, for the second year in a row, I think, to try to get a more diverse portfolio of nominees. So they're doing everything they can to make this the event of the year, and hopefully, you know, it will still deliver. It's always second right behind the Super Bowl, so it's big viewership.
Last week, we looked at some of the, quote, minor Oscars. We're going to look at the big ones. Director, you have Black Swan and Darren Aronofsky. Aronofsky, The Fighter with David O. Russell, Tom Hooper from King's Speech, David Fincher, Social Network, and the Coen Brothers for True Grit.
Yeah, and of course, the Coen Brothers have already won. This is going to be a battle between David Fincher from The Social Network and Tom Hooper from The King's Speech. Tom Hooper surprisingly won the Directors Guild of America Award, but Tom Hooper is a pretty well-known television director. He directed John Adams a few years ago on HBO.
Which was fantastic.
The Directors Guild itself has a lot of TV members in it. So perhaps he won that based on that, or perhaps he won it and he's going to win the Oscar too. But David Fincher has won everything else this year, including the British Academy Award, which is really surprising if you go... The King's Speech is the British movie. It swept that award show, and it can't win director. So maybe there is a little bit of, slippage for The King's Speech as far as director's concerned. So I'm actually thinking this year, maybe it's never wise to vote for a split, but I think this year they may actually go with Fincher for The Social Network because he's more well-respected. He's considered a little icy, but he's been doing pretty well this year on the circuit. So I think it's Fincher by a hair, but it very well could be Hooper. I hope it's Fincher. I think it should be Fincher because anyone who's seen that film knows the pacing of that film, the way that it cuts in and out of Mark Zuckerberg's life, the images that are portrayed on the screen. It's just such a well-written, well-directed film, whereas The King's Speech is much more traditional. And quite frankly, if it didn't have Jeffrey Rush, Helena Bonham Carter, and Colin Firth in it, it could be a really well-done television movie on HBO.
Lead actor, Jeff Bridges from True Grit, last year's winner.
Last year's winner.
Jesse Eisenberg, who was so good in The Social Network.
Yep.
Colin Firth in The King's Speech.
Also a nominee last year for A Single Man.
That's right. James Franco from 127 Hours.
The host.
Which is odd. And from Beautiful, Javier Bardem.
Well, if Javier Bardem and Jeff Bridges hadn't already won, they would be more formidable competition.
But take them right off the top.
Yeah. Then you've got Jesse Eisenberg, who I think should win, and James Franco, who could be argued should win, are both young actors, and I think that they've got more time to come. And I think they'll be seen as their day hasn't quite yet come. And then you have Colin Firth, who's won everything this year, everything. And he was nominated last year. He's beloved. He's well-respected. He's been around for 20 years since Pride and Prejudice. And this is the lock of the night. So you're not going to make any money off this one, because if you vote for Colin Firth, everybody else is too. But it's... Yeah, he'll get 80% of the vote.
Lead actress, Annette Bening, multiple nominee in her career.
The Kids Are All Right.
Nicole Kidman, former winner for Rabbit Hole. Mm-hmm. Jennifer Lawrence for Winter's Bone. Natalie Portman for Black Swan. Michelle Williams for Blue Valentine. Two-person race?
Yeah. I think that Nicole Kidman, had she not already won, would be more formidable. She's outstanding in there. Michelle Williams is a former nominee. Jennifer Lawrence is new, young actress. But, yeah, it comes down to Annette Bening, always the bridesmaid. 4 times now she's been nominated and lost, a couple of times to Hilary Swank. And Natalie Portman, a former nominee for Closer a couple of years ago. Annette Bening did win the Golden Globe for musical or comedy, but Natalie Portman has won everything else. Plus, she's pregnant. She's a former nominee. She's well-respected. She kind of mixes up her movie choices. It's probably going to go to Natalie Portman. I can't see any way it really can't. Also, given that she's, you know, really well-respected and young and a Harvard grad. But, God, I'd love to see Annette Bening finally win. I mean, she's just been sitting there smiling for 15 years.
And she's always so good.
And she's always so good, and there's your problem.
All right, so the big award is Picture, and as you mentioned, there are 10. Quickly, those are Black Swan, Fighter, Inception, Kids Are All Right, King's Speech, 127 Hours, Social Network, Toy Story 3, True Grit, Winter's Bone.
All season long, people said, all last year during the fall, people said King's Speech is going to win. Then the Social Network won every single critics group. They were undefeated, and that is just that's unreal. And they won the Golden Globe, and they won the Broadcast Film Critics, and we said, this is done. Social Network and people like me who love it said yay, and then the Directors Guild and the Producers Guild and the Screen Actors Guild and the British Academy went for the King's Speech. And people like me went, damn. And we started to see a shift in momentum. I mentioned earlier that David Fincher won Best Director at the British Film Awards. And that could be a telling sign. Because if the British don't support the direction of the King's Speech, then something is wrong. However, the King's Speech is probably your safe money. It's got 12 nominations. It's the heart tugger of the group. But this is going to be a case, and I like the King's Speech. I've seen it 3 times now. This is going to be a case in 5 years where we go, we screwed up. I do think the King's Speech will win, but this is a Forrest Gump over Pulp Fiction.
Oh, those are strong words.
Yeah, this is Braveheart over, you know, Sense and Sensibility or Apollo 13. This is Slumdog Millionaire over Milk, How Green Was My Valley, Chariots of Fire. I mean, the list goes on and on, where every 5-6 years they throw in this sentimental movie that beats something that's really deserving. And the Social Network really speaks to what's going on right now. And I would love to see it win. The Fighter has a small chance, but on a preferential ballot where people have to rank 1 through 10, the one that pulls at their heart over and over and over is the King's Speech. And so, yeah, that's probably going to win.
You've seen all 10.
Yeah.
And your vote would go to Social Network.
Mine would go to Social Network or The Fighter.
Yeah.
The thing that's really interesting is for people who have seen all 10 and really voted on merits and what stands up, I don't think the King's Speech would even be in the top 5. But when you're voting with your heart and which one you liked the most, it's probably going to win.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We'll talk about it, I guess, next week.
That's right.
We'll be in here talking about how it was too damn long.
We know that already.
Yeah.
Wayne Bell creates the Culture Club. You can find that at FayettevilleFlyer.com.